Okay. Okay, wonderful. Nice to be together. Let's just ask the Lord's blessing. Father, we just want to thank you so much for the Lord Jesus. And we ask now that this session would be your session and that you would speak to us. And we ask that your Holy Spirit will apply your word to our hearts. And we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor even now in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's wonderful to be together. And when Carlos was giving those songs, I believe the Holy Spirit just wants us to speak today about way of joy, because the world is without joy. And we live in a time when so many people go with half and half, you know, the milk, half and half milk. You get yogurt, half and half. And so many people are in a difficult state. Let me make it simple. So a lot of people are not enjoying the full life. They're half and half. And there's no life that is so miserable. No life that is so miserable like a Christian person who's trying to live for Christ and at the same time live for the world. You need to enjoy the world and you need to enjoy Christ. So he reminds us of joy. We got joy this morning. And Nehemiah 4:10 says, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And in Psalm, it says, you know, he would lead us in the path of righteousness. In his presence, there's fullness of joy. And the Lord Jesus, he was speaking to his own disciples in John 15 and 11. And he said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. And you know what happened? People says, how can I be joyful when I'm going through so many difficulties? When I've been abused in so many ways? When I have lost so many things? How can I be joyful? Well, you know, Jesus, he was going to the worst suffering. He was going to go to the cross. And in the Bible, in Hebrews chapter 2, he says, Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of God. He was going to the most sufferings. He was going to the cross, and yet he had joy. So how can we have joy when the marriage is falling apart, when our family is divided, when we have a history of abuse and addiction? How can we have joy when you want to feel depressed and discouraged and feeling defeated? We can have joy because we look beyond the present to the final outcome when we will be with Jesus forevermore. And in light of that, there's one psychologist, he said, the hopes of the future diminish the hardships of the present. And because you and I have a blessed hope that regardless of what happens, Jesus Christ, who is our joy, is with us. And at the end, all the sufferings, all the trials would be gone. So in the midst of it, now Carlos sang, we've got peace like a river. And I want to say to you, to this audience today, peace, Jesus himself is the Prince of Peace. And he said unto his own in John 14:27, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And that's for all of us. So peace, ladies and gentlemen, peace does not mean the absence of war. Peace does not mean the absence of the storms in your life. Peace means that in the midst of the storm, you can have peace because the Prince of Peace is for you, with you, and he's there. So I don't want you to misunderstand to say, well, I can have peace because I'm going through so many trials. No, you can have peace deep down inside because the Prince of Peace is with you. You can have joy, not happiness. Happiness is dependent on happenings, but joy is in the Lord. So in the midst of our trials, Jesus is saying in the midst of the cross, he's looking beyond that he would see at mountain view today souls come into Him. That's joy. So I just wanted to say those things to really bring us to the point. Now, I was asked yesterday, can I finish off yesterday's own? I was asked of my son, could you give us how to be positive in a negative world? And I was asked if I would share the four A's. I shared one yesterday, the affection, the love, but I didn't get around to the other three, and three B's and two C's. So I don't want to spend too much time on it, but I'll honor the request and let you know that we said that there were four A's, and we dealt with the first one, affection. Every young person needs to be loved and to feel loved. And why sometimes we leave a nice setting and we go into a destructive setting, why do we seek friends that will pull us down and will trap us? You know why? Because very often, not always, but very often, young people, you know what happens? When we leave our family, because sometimes we are taken for granted, you know what happens? We find a group that makes us feel so big, so strong, so loved. And we go into that group. But when you are loved, you are secured, and you don't have to find a destructive group to feel accepted. So every person here, young people, you are loved, you are accepted. The Bible says we are accepted in the Beloved. Isn't that nice to know God accepts us? When God, who is greater than all, accepts us, what does it matter if our friends reject us? Nobody likes rejection, but we have one who has accepted us. So we need to feel the affection, the love, the acceptance, and we all look for attention. And I don't think we have any narcissistic personality here, but if you find yourself wanting to spend a lot of time in the mirror, at the mirror, you want to spend a lot of time with your makeup, you want to spend a lot of time, you probably want to question yourself and say, wait a minute, I am beautiful, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Nothing wrong in looking nice, but you don't want to become so self-occupied that you're spending all the time on yourself. So you need attention, and our God gives us attention. His eyes are upon the righteous all the time. He watches over us. You know, this is why I said to my own, this is a heavy statement, so don't take it wrongly. But I don't even know if I should share that. I might get some letters. But I've come to the point in my life when, and if you really want to be a strong young lady for Christ or young man, you come to a point where you say, I do not belong to the Baptist. I do not belong to the Methodist. I do not belong to the Anglican, and I do not belong to the Brethren. Don't send me letters now. Now, what you want to come to a point is to say, I belong to Jesus. He owns me. So wherever I go, He is my Lord. He is my Savior, and I fellowship among the Brethren. I love the Brethren. Amen? Amen. So it's wonderful when you know you're not owned by the Brethren or by the Baptist or the Methodist. You're owned by Jesus Christ. Amen. And wherever you go, you're going to have stability. You're not going to be afraid. I wonder if someone of the Brethren see me. I wonder if someone of the Methodist or the Baptist. No, you're going to be concerned. My Lord is watching over me. Amen? And you have stability. So it's very important. So we have affection, acceptance, attention, and then, you know, approval. Sometimes you feel, I cannot do anything right for my mom, my dad, my grandparents, my friends, everything. Nothing I do is right. Well, I want you to know there are things that you do right. And we, as parents, we want to always give approval. Not just looking for when they're doing wrong things to tell them, but also to observe when they're doing something right to tell them it's good. But above all, God's, when you accept Jesus Christ, He sets His approval upon you because you are in Christ. So those are the four things. The three C's is the three B's rather than the two C's is to feel belonging. Every young person has that need to feel belonging, to feel being needed, and to feel being valued.